Good morning, everyone. This demo shows the integration among the components of Work Package 3 for the release 2. In particular, this demo shows the integration among the IT Market Wallet, the OpenID Connect provider, the KeyClock server, and the Verifiable Credential Service with the IT Market Bazo blockchains. This slide shows the integration among the integrated components. So, as a user, through a client application that simulates the marketplace, it is possible to register, acquiring a verifiable credential that certify the user as a consumer or a provider. So, the credential is generated by the Verifiable Credential Service, and it is stored in the IT Market Wallet. Again, through the client application, we can start the authentication flow via the KeyClock authorization server. On KeyClock, it is possible to choose the authentication mode. For example, we can choose to authenticate via the IT Market OpenID Connect provider. So the OpenID Connect provider interacts with the IT Market wallet by initiating a disclosure request, asking the wallet to reveal the credentials required for the authentication. The wallet then discloses the credential to the OpenID Connect provider, and if each credential or all credentials are disclosed, the OpenID Connect provider generates an access token and an ID token, and send this token to the KeyClock server. The KeyClock server generates another access token and another ID token, and send it back to the client application that will use this token to authenticate on a protected page or within the marketplace, for example. Verifiable credentials can be marked as revoked in a smart contract registry deployed in the IT Market Bazo blockchain via the Verifiable Credential Service. Once a credential is revoked, we can prevent the user from using it by adding a check in the registry during the authentication flow. So this part will be integrated in the next future developments. For now, we can revoke and verify the credential directly from the Verifiable Credential Service through the appropriate API. Similarly, we can mark issuers as trusted or untrusted. In fact, we may want to prevent the authentication through credential issued by untrusted or external issuers, for example. There is therefore another specific registry deployed in the IT Market blockchain to register and verify credential issuers.
At the beginning, a user wants to join the IT Market ecosystem as a potential data consumer. The first step is to download and install the IT Market wallet. The IT Market Wallet is a multi-wallet application that runs as software wallets nowadays, but will support hardware wallets in release 3. It also will also be securely supported on IT Market Cloud Storage for better accessibility. Contrary to other wallets, the IT Market Wallet works as an isolated application rather than a browser extension. Once the wallet application has been downloaded, the user creates a new wallet and then a new identity. To create a new wallet, the user clicks in the top right corner here and enter the name of the wallet. My new wallet. Then it selects the wallet type and the network of the wallet, i3Market. After the wallet is created, it will appear in the wallet list. We can log in the wallet clicking in the row in the wallet list. In the first login, we will be asked to insert a new password. To initialize the wallet, we are asked to insert a new mnemonic phrase, or we can click Escape for generating a new one. This is the passphrase generated. Okay. And then we can continue. Now we are logged in the wallet. And we can create our identity. To create a new identity, there is also in the top right corner of the identity tab, we can insert the alias for the identity and pressing enter. Or clicking in the arrow, we can see that our identity is created. A minimal identity is persistent and consists in a directive that can be resolved into a public key and a private key, which can be used to prove the ownership of the identifier. The complete identity is securely stored in the wallet. Through the wallet, the user can collect verifiable credentials linked to an identity and use them in the authentication and authorization flows. To collect verifiable credentials, the wallet uses the verifiable credential service that has APIs to interact to generate the credential and store in the wallet. The API to issue a new credential requires as an input a JSON that is the claim that we want to insert in the credential and this API generates an HTML page that will be rendered in the browser and will connect to the wallet to save the credential. So in our client application, we can simulate the registration flow and the issuance of a data consumer or data provider credential. So for example, if we want to create to generate the data provider credential, I will be redirected to the verifiable credential service that is asking the wallet to reveal to select the identity. So I will enter my alias. I will select my alias, and the wallet will ask if we want to. Okay, the credential is generated by the verifiable credential service and sent to the wallet. The wallet is asking if we want to accept the credential. So if we accept the credential, we have a feedback in the verifiable credential service that the credential is accepted and stored in the wallet, and we can see the credential associated to our identity. We can also see the credential in the credential list here, and clicking in it, we can see the details of the credential. For instance, the identity of the credential and the issuer, that is the verifiable credential service, the issuance date and the claim contained in the credentials. Once we have some credential stored in our wallet, we can use them in the authentication flow. So again, with the client application, we can initialize a login through KeyClock. We are asking the login as a consumer and provider, requiring two claims, two credentials that are stored in our wallet. So the KeyClock server will show a page in which we can select the way we want to use to login. We can use IT Market Release 2 to use the authentication using the IT Market wallet. So clicking in Release 2, selecting the Release 2 authentication, we will be redirected to the OpenID Connect provider that will connect to the wallet and ask to the wallet to disclose the credential. So we can disclose the credential required, sign the and then we are able, we receive back an ID token and an access token that we used to access the protected page. In our identities, we can see the list of the credentials we have stored in the wallet. We can copy to the clipboard a credential and have a look on it. The credential we have just generated is a container containing the claim provider. We can also decode the JOT of the credential with a JOT decoder and see that the claim is contained in the credential. We can also have a look of the status of the credential using the Verifiable Credential Service. We can copy the JOT of the credential and verify if the credential is revoked, is marked as revoked in the Verifiable Credential Registry. We can copy the JOT of the credential here, and we have to insert the issuer of the credential. The issuer of the credential is this one. And we can see as a response that the credential is not revoked. We can also revoke this credential using the Revoke API. Again, we have to copy the JOT of the credential here and execute. It will take some time because it's mining the transaction in the IT Market blockchain Bezum. Okay, And then we have a message that the credential is successfully revoked. So if we check again the status of the credential using the previous API, executing again, we can see that the credential is now revoked in this block number. The Verifiable Credential Service provides three APIs to manage the issuer status. We can verify the status of the Verifiable Credential Service. Executing this transaction, we can see that this instance of the Verifiable Credential Service is marked as trusted in the issuer registry. We can use the APIs unsubscribe to mark as untrusted this instance of the Verifiable Credential Service. Again, it will be take some times because it is mining the transaction in the blockchain. In the response, we can see that now the issuer is unsubscribed, so is marked as untrusted in the registry. If we execute this API again, we can see that the issuer is now untrusted. We can trust it again using the API subscribe that will change the status of the issuer in the blockchain, and after the execution, the issuer will be trusted again. Now the issuer is successfully subscribed. If we verify again the status, now is again trusted.